Hello, and welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And as usual on Natural Doc Radio, we are going to bring you information of great importance to support your good health. Hi, Dr. Slavin. What's on the agenda today?
Hi, Janet. I wanted to start off talking about something that's been in the news, widely covered. It's going to sort of date this recording, but nevertheless, I think it's important for people to think about it. And that's Brian Williams, a newscaster. I'm sure most people have heard of him. He was the top-rated newscaster on NBC, and he was caught in a lie. He'd been saying the same lie for over 13 years. And then when they investigated him a little bit more, it seems like he may have embellished other stories. So, you know, he's been suspended. But that's not the reason I'm bringing this up. I'm bringing this up because is this just the tip of the iceberg about mainstream media lying to the public? And now it's your turn, Janet.
Okay. Mainstream media lying to the public. And I'm going to veer a little off from that specific point. I think that very, very much our news coverage, oh, is this going to sound so bad? Our news coverage borders on propaganda sometimes.
Well, I'm so
sad to say that.
Well, the point I wanted to make here is it's interesting what's covered and what's not covered, number one.
That's it.
And although lying should never be condoned, but had he told the truth about certain things, he would have been blacklisted long ago. And here are some examples of things that you never hear spoken about on the media, on the general mainstream media. Vaccines and side effects. Now, that's in the news a lot these days, too, with measles.
But not with that particular focus.
All you hear
side
is they're
effects.
Perfectly safe, and you should go ahead and get them. Another topic you never hear spoken of is genetically modified foods.
The amount of money spent by the big chemical companies to prevent that information from being disseminated to the public, that money is huge.
How about fluoride toxicity?
Okay, you're hitting all of the high spots, Dr. Slavin.
How about mercury toxicity in dentistry?
Oh, absolutely off limits. The American Dental Association will not allow mercury in fillings to be addressed as toxic.
Then there's a Center for Disease Control whistleblowers. You never hear about what they're going out and stating the truth about things, but that's never reported. The national debt, people should be aware of what's going on with this country's debt, real unemployment statistics, but more importantly, cancer industry. You know, go get your chemo. It cures disease. And yet, when you look at the statistics, it doesn't back up all their statements. And speaking about measles again, the incidence of measles had drastically declined prior to the introduction of the vaccine. Nobody ever even questions them. You know, the newscaster that's interviewing the so-called expert should ask the question. You know, there are a lot of people, and this has been acknowledged, who are not vaccinating their children because of fear of the side effects of the vaccine. Where is the proof that the vaccines are safe and effective? Where's the study? Because I can't find it.
What's very interesting about the current measles situation is that I believe about a third of the measles cases are diagnosed in persons who have been vaccinated against the measles. The other part of it is think about the population of the United States of America, and we're talking about possibly 120 cases of measles. That does not an epidemic make.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm going to state something else in a minute, but just want to finish the list. Toxic chemicals in our food. But this is something that I read that really hit home, and this is what an Arizona cardiologist states in response to the critics regarding measles and vaccines. And I guess the critics were the people that are suggesting you get your vaccine. So he said, and this was a reprint of an interview, and the story is from, well, the person that was interviewed was Dr. Jack Wolfson, and it was republished from a website. So this would be good for you to go to on your own anyway, is vaccineimpact.com. So this Dr. Wolfson states, I want to address all the misguided anger and see if we can redirect it where it belongs. And this is about people, I guess, not getting the vaccines. So he says, number one, you should be angry at food companies. Sugar cereals, donuts, cookies, and cupcakes lead to millions of deaths per year. At its worst, chickenpox killed 100 people per year. If those chickenpox people didn't eat cereal and donuts, they may still be alive. Call up Nabisco and Kellogg and complain. Protest their products. Now, it's interesting that Kellogg's didn't meet their predictions for profits this last quarter. So maybe people are paying attention.
Well, my routine recommendation when someone says or inquires about what cereal should they choose, and I say, well, pretty much you're going to get more nutrition if you ate the cardboard box and not the contents.
Well, okay. Now, Dr. Wolfson, here's his second point. He says, be angry at fast food restaurants. Tortured meat burgers, pesticide fries, and hormone milkshakes are the problem. The problem is not hepatitis B, which is a virus contracted by drug users and those who sleep with prostitutes. And you want to inject that vaccine into your newborn?
Infants. That's heartbreaking. And people don't understand.
Yep. Number three. And these are really great points because this sort of sums it up and puts things in perspective. They're making this big deal about measles and ignoring all the things that are really important for people.
Okay, and it is the media that is adding fuel to this story.
He says, number three, be angry at the companies who make your toxic laundry detergents, fabric softener, and dryer sheets. You and your children are wearing and breathing known carcinogens. Carcinogens, of course, cause cancer. He says, call Bounce and Downy and let them know. These products kill more people than mumps, a virus which actually doesn't cause anyone to die. Same with hepatitis A, a watery diarrhea. Number four, he says, be angry at all the companies spewing pollution into our environment. These chemicals and heavy metals are known to cause autism, heart disease, cancer, autoimmune disease, and every other health problem. Worldwide, these leads to tens of millions of deaths every year. Measles deaths are a tiny fraction compared to pollution.
Very important information. And I'm going to say a lot of it is taking a step back and looking at something with a grain of common sense. And it seems as though our world has moved away from any common sense.
Number five, he says, be angry at your parents for not breastfeeding you. Breastfeeding protects children from many infectious diseases.
Rather than using a very suspect formula possibly made by Nestle, who kind of wants to put their persona out in the world as a company bringing good things for people to consume, when indeed they are a chemical company and one of the companies that is very much in the forefront of the genetic modification industry.
Now, this one is number six by Dr. Wolfson. He says, and I like this one, be angry at your doctor for being closed-minded and not disclosing the ingredients in vaccines. And then in parentheses, he says, not that they read the package insert anyway.
Be angry at the doctor also for mindlessly writing prescriptions of as you like to describe pharmaceutical medications, Dr. Slavin, prescriptions for poison.
Well, here's what's on the insert of vaccines. They should tell you about the aluminum, mercury, formaldehyde, aborted fetal tissue, animal proteins, polysorbate 80, antibiotics, and other chemicals in the shots. According to the Environmental Working Group, newborns contain over 200 chemicals as detected by cord blood. Maybe your doctor feels a few more chemicals injected into your child won't be a big deal.
Okay, and then let's talk about how this whole vaccine industry, okay, they will potentially protect the child from typical childhood infectious diseases. But what about what it does in the long term to your immune system? This is an artificially contaminated substance directly injected into tissue, not in any way similar to how you would typically contract a disease. And down the road, I don't have any research right at my fingertips to back up what I'm about to say, but the impact on immune function and the potential for developing allergies later in life, asthma, weakening different systems of your body, that potential surely is there.
All right, number seven. Be angry with the cable companies and TV manufacturers for making you and your children fat and lazy, not wanting to exercise or play outside. Lack of exercise kills millions more than polio. Where are all those 80-year-old crippled by polio? Can't seem to find any. Now, I'm not sure what he's trying to say there. They all died off young, or... Years ago, I had a few patients that were post-polio survivors.
I have spoken to groups, post-polio patient groups, and it's very, very interesting how very little common sense support they get from their physicians with regard to being really careful what chemicals they're exposing themselves to, particularly from their diets.
He goes on to say, you should be angry with Steve Jobs and Bill Gates for creating computers so you can sit around all day, blasted with electromagnetic radiation, reading posts like this.
Wow. Blasted with electromagnetic radiation.
Something to consider.
Very, very interesting.
But he should have included the cell phone industry, too. Be angry with them.
Right.
Or the, what do you call those things?
Earbuds?
Yeah, well, the ones you put in your ear. That,
with Bluetooth.
And everything. So. Next, he says, be angry with pharmaceutical companies for allowing us to believe living the above life can be treated with drugs. Correctly prescribed drugs kill thousands of people per year, more like hundreds of thousands. The flu kills just about no one. The vaccine never worked.
And isn't that interesting? Because, we started this conversation about how misinformed and disinformed we are with mainstream media. And routinely, I hear 20,000, 30,000 deaths from the flu being reported.
And that's reported before the season. At the end of the season,
they go underground.
Say there weren't that many, not right. Even close. Now, finally, and this is, I think, probably the most important point he's trying to make here. Finally, be angry with yourself for not opening your eyes to the snow job and brainwashing which have taken over your mind. You never asked the doctor any questions. You never asked what's in the vaccines. You never learned about these benign infections. Let's face it, you don't really care what your children eat. You don't care about chemicals in their life, and you don't care if they sit around all day watching TV or playing video games. All you care about is drinking your Starbucks, your next plastic surgery, your next cocktail, your next affair, and your next sugar fix.
Whoa.
You think he's angry?
A little.
But a lot of truth in what he's saying, though.
Absolutely.
And then he finishes up by saying, I'm not sure if this was the interviewer or the interviewee, he says, "This post was created with love and with the idea of creating a better world for our children and future generations. Anger increases your risk of suffering a heart attack. Be careful."
Whoa.
But he makes the point, you know, it's up to you. The doctors can't make you healthy by giving you drugs. You have to be aware of what you're exposing your bodies to, from vaccines to the food to your lack of exercise to the polluted environment, and take action for that. So I really like that post from Dr. Jack Wolfson.
Dr. Jack Wolfson, and he's in Arizona, Dr.
Yeah,
Slavin?
Cardiologist in Arizona.
Okay, very, very interesting. An informed cardiologist.
Right. You know, most doctors wouldn't have a clue what he's talking about. And we're going to finish up this section because there was another report that says science proves vaccines cause disease. Nutrition is the key to a long, healthy life. And I think that's what people, that's the takeaway from all of this.
Well, let's talk about specific nutrients. If your zinc-copper ratio is not very well supported, if your zinc levels are very low, your immune system is going to suffer. If your vitamin D levels are very low, you're going to have a higher risk of a whole profile of diseases. If your vitamin A levels are low, your risk of allergies and the succumbing to opportunistic infections, that is going to be higher with the low vitamin A. So there are so many very specific nutrients that are critically important. Let's just start with something very, very basic. Pure water. How many people are not accessing clean, pure water and drinking enough of it?
Now, lately, there's been a lot of attention, and this is a new word that's come up recently, microbiome.
Yes.
Right?
I mean,
we've talked about what that's referring to, but that's what they call, and they're referring to the bacteria in your digestive tract.
The beneficial bacteria, and in a right ratio.
So, and why are they talking about that? Because they're seeing that so many diseases can be prevented if your microbiome is healthy. I'll give you an example. The only way to permanently ensure immunity is to build the foundation for immunity in the gut and the immune system. This includes a synergistic approach which focuses on establishing a healthy gut flora. Certain species of gut microbiota, like the spores of a specific rod-shaped bacillus species, produce spores that actually bind with B lymphocytes to rapidly divide the B cells, causing rapid reproduction of infection-fighting antibodies. Sadly, these protective bacterial colonies are wiped out by antibiotics and agrochemicals like glyphosate.
Glyphosate seems to be wiping out quite a number of different organisms, from micro to macro organisms.
So now the question that begs to be asked is, why aren't the public health authorities talking about the role of the commensal bacteria system for staving off countless pathogens?
Well, my answer to why that is not being discussed is there's more money in the pharmaceuticals and the medical procedures that are suggested to people who have presented to their doctors with a certain combination of symptoms.
Next question is, why is there so little mention of vitamin D's role in strengthening the immune system? What about education on nourishing our bodies with simple vitamins like A and C? Diseases like measles are not a deadly disease for individuals who are empowered with whole food nutrition.
Absolutely crucial, important information for people to know that measles is not the potentially deadly disease that the media is portraying, but once again, a disease that's very easily managed when the person is well nourished.
Now, according to the Weston A. Price Foundation, the best protection against infectious disease is a healthy immune system supported by adequate vitamin A and vitamin C. Well-nourished children easily recover from infectious diseases and rarely suffer complications.
Very important information. I hope that this kind of information will put some parents' minds at ease.
Well, it's not even talked about in school, and I don't mean, let alone medical school. It's not talked about in elementary school, junior high school. This information is, I don't know, taken for granted, that it's not important anymore.
Well, you think about what is served to children in schools, the school lunch programs. Not nourishing food at all, but the cheapest possible food.
Now, here's another example. Why is there no mention of adaptogenic herbs like the extract Eleutherococcus root, which effectively modulates human immune response during times of stress? This compound, extremely important, has been shown to normalize the endocrine system, including the pituitary, adrenals, and pancreas, and therefore it helps the body respond to stress and disease.
Why is it that so many people have heard from their so-called authorities that, oh, you get all the vitamin D you need from the sunshine, just as little as 15 minutes of sun exposure a day, and you've created the amount of vitamin D you need to stay healthy? But they're not discussing the showering with chlorinated water, and they're not discussing the number of different applications of sunblocks, which would effectively prevent you from converting sunlight to vitamin D.
And here is probably one of the most important points we'll make today. Why aren't health officials talking about breast milk's natural properties that include lymphocytes and macrophages that pass on crucial antibodies to infants? Breast milk also provides Lactobacillus bifidus to the baby, a friendly bacterium that helps prevent the growth of dangerous bacteria. In fact, breast milk is full of molecules that kill pathogenic bacteria, fungi, parasites, and viruses, but vaccine zealotry ignores this natural immune system building approach.
A very, very sad situation where, as you mentioned earlier, Dr. Wolfson was talking about a day-old infant being vaccinated with a hepatitis vaccine, just making absolutely no scientific sense whatever, and the list goes on.
So what they should be doing is, number one, encouraging women to breastfeed, number one, but equally as important, they should tell women how to enhance the quality of their breast milk. Instead, what they're being told is subject their babies to over 25 vaccines before they turn 15 months old. Some shots, like the hepatitis B, are pushed on the infant right after they are born. Now, it's interesting. They say right after they are born. Hepatitis B is the kind of hepatitis you might get from unprotected sex or dirty needles. You know, I don't know what the incidence of that is in babies.
And who decided that that was a reasonable thing to do? I could never find that out.
And here's the other part is, and by the time they're 7 years old, those vaccines have worn off anyway. And then here's something else. Some vaccines, like the rotavirus, do not even work on a breastfed baby. That's because the defense mechanisms in the breast milk nullify the effects of the live virus administered from the vaccine. So now the question comes up, do we need to artificially expose ourselves to these vaccine viruses if breast milk is powerful enough to take it out?
Well, that's a very, very interesting discussion, because typically an infant's immune system is very well supported during the first 6 months of life, and that is also the time frame in a baby's life when they are subjected to many of these vaccines.
Okay, I hope this session has given you a little information to make you think a little bit. Check things out for yourself. Don't just believe everything you hear on TV or on the radio or even on the internet, because there are opposing sides to everything, and it's got to make sense, and they have to show you the evidence.
We didn't want to make you as angry as Dr. Wolfson. However, if you want some of the information we talked about today, you can go to vaccineimpact.com. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in to naturaldocradio.com. And we will be back with more soon. Bye-bye.